Error 6 to 8. Connection has been terminated by remote computer before being. Did it matter? I glanced at the time on my laptop, 8:32 p.m. It was too early to go to sleep, especially as I wasn't even tired. My connection did not want to cooperate in that little corner of the world, and the thought of taking my car and driving to the closest town to find the signal wasn't a tempting one. Sure, there was a pub in town, but I wasn't in mood for the noise, the chatter, and all that came with it, including the stairs, because I knew, as an attractive Greek woman, I couldn't go unnoticed. I looked at the pale screen in front of me. Could I work offline? Of course I could, not that I was in the mood to work at such an hour, cut off from the world. I would rather have looked for someone to chat, naughty or not, just someone to make me feel connected to the rest of the world, without having to deal with it in person. Sitting on the bed, I closed the laptop and rested my back against the headboard. What to do? There was not even a TV to take my mind off my situation. A naughty idea went through my head. Could I? After all, it was all I could do. I stood and walked to my baggage to retrieve two plastic toys. In the last few months, I had given up my former habits. Now, cheap plastic toys would regularly find their way into my baggage. I had bought a plastic dildo, all smooth and with a neat head that resembled the real thing, and a soft jelly butt plug. Returning to the bed, I lay down with my hips propped up over a pillow and pulled up my nightie over my breast, uncovering my naked body. How good would it be if I had a lover with me? Not someone in particular, not a real guy, but the guy of my dreams. I imagined his warm smile when he reached for the plug, sizing it, making me feel lost in his hands. It seemed too big in my small hand. How would it fit into my ass? My other hand fingered my clit slowly, like my imaginary lover would nibble at my slit. My legs were spread open, everything exposed. I felt tingles run down my spine, like my body was just waking up, and the entrance of my pussy quivered in anticipation. I kept working my fingers around my most tender spots and collected moisture to at last touch my asshole. Oh, I loved to be touched there. It was so sensitive, giving me shivers. My finger moved in circles around my perforated anus, enjoying the tingling feeling. Then I grabbed the plug, and after placing a dollop of lubricant on the tip, positioned it against my hole and pushed it. I knew it was not enough lubricant. It was enough to slip in, yes, but not to overcome all resistance, and I loved to feel the friction of the soft yet solid jelly object slipping past my sphincter. The first round bulge of the plug, the smallest, slipped into my ass. I wondered if my invisible lover would have had a naughty smile at the scene. Without hesitating much, I pushed in the second bulge of the toy. It did not cause me pain, but it stretched me a bit. I gasped for air and closed my eyes with the sensation of being opened up. My ass clenched on the jelly toy, aware that bulge was still smaller than a real cock. A real cock. I stopped for a moment. Holding the plug in place with one hand, I let the finger on my clit work frantically. The idea of having a hard piece of meat shoved up my insides made me feel so hot, so sinfully dirty. My inner ring clung nicely around the plug. I craved more. The last knuckle of the plug, it was the biggest, and wide enough to resemble a real cock. I started pushing it in, slowly, trying to force it, then pulling it out to let the muscle rest, then pushing again. I was slowly relaxing my ass to set the biggest bulge. My ass was feeling so hot. I was so hot. Every part of me was tingling, Having nearly forgotten the other toy, I grabbed it and switched on the vibration. Yes. One big toy was about to invade my asshole, and another was vibrating on my clit. I felt so dirty, yet so excited. I pushed more, and the plug stretched my ass at its widest point. I gasped, but I knew the best was yet to come. When the widest ball stretched my inner ring, I felt like exploding. It popped in with that sort of pain that seems unbearable for a moment and then turns into deep pleasure. I plunged the vibrator deep into my pussy. The deep contact made me shiver. How would have it been if my imaginary lover was there, stretching my ass wide and plunging deep into my slit? I furiously fucked my own cunt with a plastic toy, and soon the tingling in my clit became unbearable. Curling my toes, I let out a loud sigh, and deep pleasure took a hold of my body, making me want to squirm away at the strength of it. My nipples hardened as if my lover was sucking them, and I lay quiet for a moment, waiting for the first wave of pleasure to pass. It passed quickly, and I was hungry for more. I slowly withdrew the vibrator from my pussy. With all my juices, it surely did not need more lubrication. I gripped on the edge of the plug, popping it out of my ass. I felt my hole gaping from the abrupt extraction, but I had more in mind. Wasting no time, I placed the vibrator on my ass. The head was wider than the plug. It would stretch me farther. My hand pushed the toy farther against my hole. It stretched, not enough. And then I was there, feeling suspended in that limbo between pain and pleasure, in which it is impossible to discern one from the other. My ass stretched around the wide head of the dildo, while my juices, empty pussy, was waiting for more. It was my favorite moment, especially when I pushed it all the way in, and it would plop inside, finally giving relief to my battered asshole. Then I pulled it out, my ass stretching again, and even more when I pushed it in. I was sore and feeling so good. I kept fucking my own asshole with a dildo and rubbing my clit in slow, lazy motions. Yes, it felt so good. I panted hard and waited, feeling the next wave building up from deep in my ass. It took a hold of me like a tidal wave and it crashed. I moaned loudly, took another last deep plunge into my ass before losing grip on my toy and just let the orgasm shake me with pleasure. Panting hard, I fucked my ass in furious strokes until the last wave left me spent and content.